If my dog doesn't like you, chances are I won't like you. Hello, I'm Lee Manns, and this is Making Sense with Lee, the podcast that explores the inner workings of the world around us. Have you ever noticed that dogs instantly dislike some people but love others? Why is that? And should you trust your dog's ability to judge people? Maybe it's because the person looks like someone who mistreated them in the past. Maybe the person is wearing more Axe body spray than an adolescent boy. Or maybe dogs have psychic perception. In this episode, we'll try to make sense of the people skills of dogs.
Hey, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Dogs are masters at learning. They learn very quickly that when you fetch a leash from the closet, unless you're playing some sort of sick game, it's time to patrol the neighborhood for new and exciting smells. My dogs know the difference between my frequent trips to the garage because I'm working on a project out there versus when I'm getting ready to take a trip. How? Because they see me carrying things like overnight bags to the car. They also have very quickly learned that when I pack the bag devoted to their belongings, we are probably going to see Mimi. Dogs also remember things for a long time. My cousin once had a Cocker Spaniel named Lily. When Lily was young, I brought her treats and taught her that when she sat politely in front of me, she'd be rewarded with a bacon-flavored treat. 10 years later, she continued to take up a polite, seated posture in front of me, even though I had stopped carrying dog treats when I visit long ago. Now to the point of the people skills of dogs. Why do dogs react in different ways toward humans they meet? Getting on a dog's good side might seem as easy as having a pocket full of treats or knowing the trick to a good belly rub, but our four-legged friends aren't always that easy to please. They're quick to judge a person's character, and there are some people they simply don't like. It could be a specific person in the dog's family, a friend of their owner's, or a random person they meet on the street, but dogs know a foe when they see one. They might growl if the person comes close, or simply turn tail and run. It seems random, but it isn't as mysterious as you think. Here are just a few reasons why your dog doesn't like certain people. Tone of voice. Dogs might not be fluent in your language, but they are experts at picking up tone of voice. A scientific study published in 2016 found that dogs' brains react based on the tone of voice of the person talking to them. In the study, the reward centers of dogs' brains became activated when the person used a high-pitched, happy-sounding voice. The dogs were glad to greet the happy-sounding person, but they reacted negatively or ignored people who spoke with deep or angry-sounding voices. Body language. While your dog is assessing a person's tone of voice, they're also observing their body language. Dogs depend on body language to fill in communication gaps. The trouble comes when comparing the way humans perceive specific body movements to how your dog interprets those same signs. Eye contact, for example, means different things to different species. Between humans, someone who doesn't make eye contact is perceived as shifty, untruthful, or suspicious. But in a dog's world, direct eye contact is rude and even threatening. Giving soft eyes or looking slightly to the side is a sign of respect. Bending over the dog, making wide gestures with your arms, erratic movements, or forcing a dog into a hug are all bad body moves that dogs don't appreciate. How someone reacts to other people. A comparative psychologist at Kyoto University performed a study to determine whether certain animals are capable of making social evaluations in the same way humans do. He wanted to know if dogs could tell when a person was being rude to another person, and if that knowledge would affect the dog's opinion of that person. He did a test where a dog watched their owner struggle to open a container. The owner then asked another person for help. Sometimes the person helped, and sometimes they refused. After each interaction, the dog was given a choice of whether to accept attention and affection from the other person or ignore them. It turns out that when the person refused to help the dog's owner, the dog was more likely to show signs of not liking the rude person. The study shows if a person in your life is regularly rude to you, your dog will decide for themselves they don't like that person. How someone smells. Everyone knows a dog's sense of smell is incredibly powerful. Their first move when being introduced to a new dog or person is to give them a good sniff. If they like what they smell and the interaction goes well, bam, best friends for life. But if they get a whiff of something intimidating, confusing, or downright repugnant, they'll follow their nose to better smells. When a dog is expecting a human to smell a certain way, but they don't, like if the human has overdone it with cologne, for example, the dog may distrust that person. Dogs that dislike other dogs will often avoid people who smell like other canines. Other smells dogs typically don't like include citrus, vinegar, mothballs, and rubbing alcohol. Past trauma. Rescue dogs with histories of abuse and abandonment, like humans, don't forget about their past traumatic experiences. Even when they move on and are adopted by loving families, the suffering they went through will often stick with them throughout their lives. In some cases, they develop fears and mistrust toward people who remind them of their difficult past. If a rescue dog regularly cowers around adult men, but turns toward women for comfort, there's a good chance they once suffered abuse at the hands of a man. Gender, hair color, height, race, general appearance, the dog might respond negatively to anyone who reminds them of past pain. Are dogs psychic? Our dogs seem eerily adept at predicting what we are going to do. My dog Ellie Mae, for example, seems to know when we are about to go outside and play frisbee, even before I get out of my recliner and head for the toy box. Part of the explanation is that there is a lag time between when we initiate movement and when we are consciously aware of having decided to move. Dogs are watching us very closely, scanning for clues about what we are going to do next. Before we give the verbal signal, "Let's go play," we have likely already given several nonverbal cues about our intentions. It is often said that in a human conversation, as much as 60 to 90% or more of the interaction is nonverbal, depending on the individuals and in the context in which we are interacting. We exchange information through facial expression, body posture, hand gestures, and possibly even odors. The same is true for our communications with dogs. We may not even be aware of the nonverbal signals we are giving. So it isn't surprising that dogs seem, at times, to predict what we are going to do. So no, dogs are not psychic. But they might as well be. They have incredible skills when it comes to reading, predicting, and intuiting feelings and intentions of their human companions. It's more likely that Ellie Mae realizes she has begged me to go outside and play for the last few hours, and that, in order to get her to settle down and let me read a book, I'm going to take her outside and play with her until she is worn out. That happens 2 to 3 times a week, so it doesn't necessarily take psychic skills to predict my behavior. We could all do our dogs a favor by trying to be as observant and sensitive toward them as they are toward us. Our dogs will certainly appreciate it if we pay more attention to communications from them, and if we can become more tuned in to subtle changes in their behavior and what these changes might mean about what our dogs are feeling and thinking. One last thing before I close. Because of choking hazards as well as the potential for contamination, most vets recommend against rawhides. When I learned this, I was as sad as my dog Roscoe, because he would devote hours letting me go about my busy day without interruption while he gnawed away on a huge rawhide. Now, rawhides have no place in my two dog and one busy human household. Instead, I have found an alternative that is rawhide free. You can find a link to a few of Roscoe and Ellie Mae's favorites by going to my website, makingsensewithlee.com, and clicking on the Lee Recommends link at the top of the page. My thanks to Roscoe and Ellie Mae for contributing to this episode. As soon as I finish editing this episode, we are going outside to play. Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button on the website or app you use to listen to this podcast. You can follow this podcast on Facebook and Twitter by going to makingsensewithlee.com and clicking on the appropriate button at the top of the page. If you'd prefer, you can even subscribe by email to get notifications of new episodes. Thanks for listening, and pay attention to Fido. He may know more than you think.